Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska filed litigation against the Mat-Su Borough School District over its preventing transgender students from using bathrooms and locker rooms that match their identity. The MSBSD board approved this policy in October 2022. The ACLU is representing a set of parents bringing the case on behalf of their transgender son. Under this policy, every day their child faces mental and physical challenges because he is denied access to the boys' bathroom, even though he is a boy. The MSBSD policy at 5134 BP infringes on the student's constitutional right to privacy because it violates his fundamental right to make his own choices about his body, his name, his gender identity, and the appropriate bathroom for him to use. This policy also violates the Equal Protection Clause of the Alaska Constitution because it treats transgender students differently than other students. According to Megan Barker, the communications director for the ACLU, the school, and the principal have tried to provide alternatives for the student to go to the restroom during the day, but there have been various difficulties that have made this an issue for the student. The student was permitted to use the gender-neutral bathroom in the nurse's office, but when students asked why he used that specific bathroom, he was forced to out himself in front of other students, as well as other substitute medical staff.
Finally, the school has also tried to work with the student, and they allowed him to use the bathroom in the preschool because that is also a gender-neutral bathroom, and so the student is having to basically go in, help in the preschool for about 15 minutes with like story time and passing out a snack. He's allowed to use the restroom in there, and then he goes back to his own class. So those are all the options that were laid out for the student that the school tried to work with them with. But because of all the issues that he has faced just from going to the bathroom, he's finding that he's just trying to limit his fluid intake and not go to the bathroom while he's at school to try and avoid all of these complications and issues.
The parents and student would like to remain anonymous. The school's name has also been redacted to maintain the student's anonymity. The Department of Transportation has provided an update for the funding of Cooper Landing at a recent town hall meeting. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Those who attended a town hall-style meeting in Cooper Landing on January 18th received an update from the Department of Transportation on funding for the Cooper Landing Bypass, also known as Sterling Highway Milepost 45 to 60. Representing the DOT, newly appointed Central Region Director Sean Holland outlined the project's current funding status and proposed funding options, as well as provided updates on federal grant applications.
We either spent or have under contract about $500 million. It's a lot of money to pay back if we had to.
Holland said to a crowded Cooper Landing Community Hall.
So we've developed an opportunity plan to fund the project. The latest transportation bill, which is the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, IIJA, it includes many grant opportunities for specific pieces of work.
In July, the DOT announced it would begin exploring grant opportunities as alternative means for funding the bypass. Holland's update is that the grant application track has not been successful thus far, but that the process is not over.
We've applied for several grants so far. We've not been successful on one of them. I think we have one that's still pending, and then we have another one that we're going to apply for in February.
Another source of funding could come from money reallocated by the federal government through the Federal Highway Administration.
Another funding opportunity that we have is that bridge was almost entirely funded by what's called reappropriation. So the federal fiscal year goes from October 1st to September 30th, 31st, whatever that is. And somewhere around August, FHWA will poll all the states.
For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Friday.